journalists and thrill seekers turned out for the $65 Los Angeles gang tour.
First of all, what it's not and what you won't get is you won't see us in wife beaters, throwing dice, selling dope. That you won't get that. This is an educational platform.
The tour stopped at Watts Art Gallery, where artwork by gang members is on sale.
Alex Rodriguez and his show is down here. He does all the graffiti art. Okay. He made those shirts. Oh,
cool. Lisa Sprinkles is a co-manager of the gallery. She says the exhibition puts forward a different perspective on gangs.
They don't like look at gangs like as inherently negative. They're like seeking like support and family and all that. And some of them, you know, do things that are violent, but it's a small percentage of them.
However, most gang art is done on the streets, in a dangerous world where taggers, often part of gangs, compete for street cred. In February, gang intervention worker Ronald Barron was killed while intercepting a tagger defacing a wall. LA Gang Tours saw the creative talent of graffiti writers as a real opportunity. Alfred Lomez is the tour organizer.
It's really growth through a positive entrepreneurship. That's really the result of much of these gang wars is economics.
Critics say that the tour exploits local people, essentially calling it ghetto-tainment. Alfred urged those interested to take the tour and come to their own conclusions. But you could save $65 and see art on the streets or in museums by yourself. Ken van der Meren, Annenberg Radio News.